You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Good afternoon. It is the Valenti with Rico program. I'm Stoney in for Mike. And I got to say, the only person not wearing a D is the Hatchet Man. Kenny's got the Old English D on his head. So does Rico. I have one on my sweatshirt, my hoodie. And unfortunately, the team that wears the Old English D had an F today. Actually, a little better than it was yesterday, so I'll give them a D. The Tigers had a D today. They had an F last night. And lo and behold, Rico, when you look at the standings, they're in second place by percentage points. But like anyway, we said yesterday when they were doing good, you know, it's baseball. It's a long season. How are you? Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I don't like this chair on, man. Switch it in.
Okay.
The break.
Love the Tigers to score more runs, but yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, everybody's good? All right.
I mean, yeah, you started off the series. It was 9-1, and you're thinking, okay. All right.
We'll get one of the next two.
One of the next two. Didn't know all your runs would be scored in one game.
Yeah. They got one today. Torque with a home run, which was good to see because he had been struggling.
That was good to see. You're right.
However, and I don't want to sound like an alarmist. For some people, it will be speaking the truth. For others, they'll say, Stoney, you're an alarmist. I think we have a Riley Green problem in this town right now. And I don't know, obviously, what's going on in his head or anything like that. He just doesn't look right. Riley Green was 0-for-4 today. They gave him a day off yesterday, which was deserved because he hadn't been playing very well offensively. He was 0-for-4 today, 2 strikeouts, 16 pitches in those 4 at-bats. So he worked the count on 2 strikeouts, 9 and 5 pitch counts. And then he popped up or flied out on the first pitch on his other 2 at-bats. Riley Green, since April the 5th, is 1-for-32, if my math is correct, with 19 strikeouts. Conversely, Javier Baez had another 2 hits today, and he got on base on the third time with an error. He's actually performing better than Riley Green. Now, it's still a small sample size, basically a week, 10 days, yes, it's April 5th, it's the 16th, 10, 11 days. But it's not just that he's you know, sometimes guys, Rico, you know this, go through, you know, slumps, you know, 1-for-32. That's not crazy. Great players have had that. But there's usually a lot of, like, hard-hit balls or things like that. Or Dan Dickerson trying to make excuses. Oh, it was a good at-bat. He has not had very many good at-bats. He's looked absolutely awful. And it's stunning to me because he is arguably their best offensive player.
Yeah, I mean, is this one where you want to give it the whole 40 games before you start to really panic with him? Or is this going to be problematic? Is he going to be that new guy that we're all constantly going to be looking at saying, what the heck happened to him? I mean,
hell, even Colt Keith had a hit today.
So it's funny. David, Kenny, would you guys like to play, and Stoney, a little player A, player B?
Yeah.
Okay. Player A. Mm-hmm. It's a batting average of .268, an OPS of 660, 11 hits, 9 strikeouts. Player B. Oh, and 4 RBIs. Player B, batting average of .219, OPS of 676, 14 hits, 28 strikeouts, 5 RBI.
Are we talking?
Guessing, yeah. What?
Just on the Tigers or just?
No, on the Tigers, yeah.
The .261, no, I think Javi's actually hitting better than that, so it wouldn't be him. Wow. One of them is Gleyber, is Torres, I think.
David, Kenny?
Player A would be Torres.
Player A, batting average .268, OPS 660, or 659, 11 hits, 9 strikeouts, 4 RBI.
How many home runs?
No home runs. Okay. Player B, batting average of .219, OPS 676, 14 hits, 28 strikeouts, 5 RBI, and I believe, let me check, I'm looking for the home run. I think 4 home run, but let me double check. Who's who?
Oh, God. Riley Green's still hitting about 230 or something like that.
So 3 home runs.
One, player A's Riley Green, I think. He said, what, 220, 260?
268.
Yeah, it's probably Riley Green because he was hitting so good before his slump.
David, you want to chime in? Let me help you out. It's radio. Player A, that's Javi Baez.
Oh, I was right the first time. I thought he was hitting even better.
Player B is Riley Green. Javi Baez, average of .268, OPS of about .660. 11 hits, 9 strikeouts, yeah. 4 RBI.
No home runs.
No home runs. Right. Riley Green, .219, 676 OPS, 14 hits, 28 strikeouts, 5 RBI.
And three home runs.
Yeah, 3 home runs.
Yeah. Look, he had a great stretch to start the season up until, like I said, April the 5th, basically. Is when it was, I believe, since April the 5th.
Yeah.
After the White Sox series. The last game of the White Sox series, he was hitless. Other than that, he's had one hit since then.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is 28 strikeouts.
Yeah. He doesn't look good. He had, like today, there was somewhere like one was a 9-pitch at bat. Okay, he fouled a few, but still, yeah. And he looks, some of them, like last night, Monday night, he was frozen at the plate. I mean, he just doesn't look comfortable. And I understand the way baseball is a mental game. Once you get in a slump, things go bad. It works with your head. I understand that. And he just probably needs 1 or 2 good games in a row or 2 out of 3 to get himself out of it. He has too much talent for this to continue. But I'm not at the point yet where I want him to do the Torker or the Parker Meadows, let's go to Toledo train yet. That's ridiculous. He was an all-star last year.
At what point is there?
If we have a home.
Is this the 40 games?
Well, it's not. What are they now? 18 games?
No, I'm saying, is that 40 no, games when no. the panic kicks in?
We have a three. We have a homestand coming up. Kansas City, San Diego, and Baltimore, right? I think those are the three teams they play on this homestand. If he's still in this funk after the homestand, yeah, then I think I have to think about it. I really do.
So, yeah, Kansas City, San Diego,
and Baltimore.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's alarming. It yeah. really is. He was like, of all the players going into the season, wasn't he like a given?
Yeah. I mean, he was the one that you just knew, okay, he's going to do his job. Can we get all these other guys to step up and do? Well, the other guys kind of stepping up. I mean, yeah. minus a few, but
yeah.
a lot of surprises. And so he may be the biggest surprise.
Yes.
Because for the opposite of what you expect.
Right.
Like, dude, are you here? Are you playing? Like, is something going on with you the field?
Yeah, that's why I said it just doesn't look right.
This is not 28 strikers. That means you're not getting the ball in play. You're not advancing running. You're just going up there and you, Riley Green, the all-star, you're the automatic out for the other team.
Yes, 19 strikeouts in the last month, April 5th, in the last 11 days. 19 strikeouts, 1-for-32. It's not acceptable. So, but it's baseball. You got to give things. There have been players better than Riley Green who have had slumps worse than this. I understand that. Let's keep that part in perspective.
So you guys panicked? Or are you concerned about Riley Green? 248-539-9797. Are you panicked or are you concerned about Riley Green? Because I am very concerned. I haven't hit the panic mark yet where they got to do something. Riley, Stoney, I think what you presented, this homestand, figure out life.
Yes.
Get yourself together. Get your stuff. Riley, where are you at, man? What's going on?
97.1 The Ticket.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Speaking of the Pistons, on the newest episode of Restore the Floor, myself and Evan were joined by Isaiah Lord Thomas III. You want to listen to that. Talks a little bit about the Detroit versus everybody culture. And we might play a little snippet of that later in the program. Also reminiscing about one of the greatest games in Piston history that he had against the Knicks in the playoffs. Unfortunately, the Pistons did not win that game, but it was an unbelievable performance. Anyway, we're talking Tigers. They lose to the Milwaukee Brewers again this afternoon by the score of 5-1. Montero got the start, which I know they didn't have a day off, and he wanted to give Reese Olson maybe one extra day rest because he's been struggling a little bit. But Montero gave up, 3 home runs, I believe. According to Chris McCoskey, the Detroit News, his knuckle curve was awesome. Just, you know, it was a problem when he put the ball in the middle of the plate. And Riley Green, 0-for-4. He's 1-for-32 since April 5th with 19 strikeouts. And that is incredible. And so the question is, are you worried about it? Are you concerned? Or you think it's baseball? Stuff does happen. You know, guys, are great players going in slumps.
Yeah, you clowns just making more out of this than what it really is.
Yes. We have some ticket text. David.
Riley Green to Toledo by May 1st, they're asking. Should that happen by May 1st?
I think that's a little bit early, but it's, you know, it's my home stand is, 10 games. So, yeah, maybe.
I figure that almost coincides with your home stand. If you throw the Houston series afterwards in there.
Right.
Then, yeah, that would mean he would be gone before you head out to L.A. to play the Angels. According to that person.
Yes. Someone else is asking, today was the first time I started to have thoughts that creeped into my mind about Riley Green, and he may need Toledo. So Toledo's thinking in a lot of people's minds. We are talking about 1 week in 162 games. It sucks. But look at Judge in the playoffs last year and how bad he was. He will bounce back. Just relax, guys. That is Lou in a big truck.
That's fair. That's why I said in baseball, great, great players go through this. But it's not, to me, it's just he looks so bad at the plate. It's not just the results aren't there. He looks lost.
It's a 28 strikeouts. Now, think about it. Granted, two different players, but think of how badly we would always rip Javi Baez for all the bad strikeouts.
Right.
Javi has 9. He's got 28 this season, just to put things in perspective.
Yeah. And Javi's strikeouts, most of them this year, have not been the typical Javi, I'm going to swing at bad pitches. He's just
they're like regular Major League Baseball player strikeouts.
Right. Javi Baez looks like an average. Yeah.
Yes.
He looks like an average Major League Baseball player right now. Not that great, not that bad, just average.
Right.
Certainly not worth the $25 million he's getting paid, but he's not really killing them.
Stony baby steps.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Baby steps.
Exactly. That's what we
have. I crazy for saying I'll take it? We expected league worst from last year.
Oh, for Javi? Yes.
If he's average, that's fine. I'll take that.
Where are you on Riley Green? Where's your patience?
It's if it's a something or nothing question. I'm at a nothing. I think I'm with you. I need at least another couple of weeks of this on tape before I start to actually begin to panic.
Yeah, I mean he's too good. He's been too good of a player, and he's too young for this to, I think, fester long term. But it's a tough watch out there. That's for damn sure.
It is. Someone texts in and says, does the name Brennan Bosch mean anything to you? Have the pitchers found that same hole in Riley Green's swing?
I don't know. I haven't examined it, but he's a lot of times he's like looking at good pitches too. It's not even the strikes. It's not even the swing and misses.
No, you know, I'm wondering now: is it mental? Is it in his head? And now he's pressing, trying to think that next at bat is going to make up for the entire beginning of this year.
That's possible. But Brendan Bosch, with all due respect to the texter, he had a good streak or two for a decent period of time, but he was not an all-star. He never flirted with even being an all-star, really. I mean, he got hot for a few months, really. People got excited, right?
Someone says the fans calling worried about Green are stupid. He's a good player. In a slump, chill.
Okay.
That's Pat from work.
You're certainly entitled to that. I'm just worried because it's not just he's 1-for-32. He looks awful being 1-for-32. Steve in Royal Oak, you're 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, fellas, good to hear you, Stoney. What you just said is kind of what I was thinking. He looks lost. The way his at-bats are puzzling, and he's even admitted it, I think, the other couple games ago that he's struggling. And I'm not to the point where you send him down to Toledo, but his thought process and what's going on between his eardrums seems to be a direct parallel with his at-bats. So my feeling is maybe sit him for a couple days, get his head right before somebody thinks he should go down to Toledo and just continue doing the same thing he's doing. So clear his head, quit pressing, and see if he can get back on it. Because his at-bats just look horrible.
He sat yesterday, and he comes back today and goes 0-for-4.
He didn't sit yesterday.
Oh, Monday.
He had 3 strikeouts yesterday.
So it was Monday he sat. Sat one game. I know that.
Yeah. Sony, he kind of looks like how Torque was last year. When Torque was sent down, he came back, and I think he hit 2 or 3 home runs in a week, and he's saying, okay, I'm back, I got it down. And then from that point on, we all know what happens. It just looked like he was just going for the, going to put it out of the stadium each time. And it seems like Riley's doing the same thing. His swings are so – he's a heavy, violent swinger anyway, but he looks like he's always trying to do is jack the ball. So who knows? I have no idea. But
now, Steve, I'm with you. Steve, it looks like every time he's up there now, he's trying to make up for all the past at-bats that he had this season instead of
right,
just
– Right on.
So, no, right on. The one game he sat – this is when they scored 9 runs. Just the irony of it.
Yeah. Exactly right on Monday.
Yeah. He didn't play, and everybody got something.
Now, here's the other thing where you might not want to panic about the Tigers because, they're now in second place, percentage points. Cleveland wins tonight or lose, whatever. Tigers are just 1-5 against the National League. As long as they play the American League, they're good, right? It'd be positive. All you have to do is worry about the American League. The interleague play will take care of itself. If they lose, they lose. But, if you can kick ass against the American League, that'll take precedent over struggling with the National League.
So we can win the AL pennant. We just can't win the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? I will take a trip to the World Series.
I wouldn't care at that point. I would. I wouldn't care.
It would only be 13 years.
Like, so what? We lost in the World Series. Just another tie.
Yeah, I know. I know. Not in your lifetime. Who knows?
We've lost every single World Series trip in my lifetime. I'm so sick of hearing about 84. I'm done with it. I really want to win one.
What did 84 do to you?
It was the year before I was born. So I hear about it. I want one in my lifetime.
It's not our problem.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
I'm selfish.
It was fun to watch. Bless you, boys.
I believe this is like some weird form of ageism. I think we got to be careful about this one, guys. Me and David have not seen one.
Right. David is I'm sick of hearing about it. Like, what did 84 do to you?
I understand it because there are a lot of people who are sick of people like my age or Sierra who grew up here. Some people are sorry. They're sick of hearing about 68 if you're like in 50 or younger, Because you didn't grow up at the time when they won in 68.
You know what, David? There it is. Yeah. That was the year before I was 68. So it was always every Tiger rain delay, they showed the 68 World Series thing.
Right.
David and I are sick about hearing about both of them, I think.
It's a glorious time, Kenny.
So you were born, what, in 69?
Yeah.
69? It's glorious. 97 won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We thank you for joining us after listening to Tiger Baseball. Unfortunately, the Tigers lose 5-1. Don't forget the Pistons start the playoffs in Madison Square Garden on Saturday evening. And we'll get into that as the week develops, definitely tomorrow and Friday. And, you know, it's going to be, I watched some of the playing games last, the Orlando Magic, the Orlando Atlanta game was horrible. Trae Young gets thrown out of the game, and he should have. The Memphis Golden State game was terrific. Some crazy fouls at the end of that game that did not go Golden State's way, but they still managed to win the game. John Morant got shaken up with an ankle. But
I think Steph Curry is still taking steps back without dribbling.
Yeah, a few of those. But it was nice to see him and Jimmy Butler being playoff Jimmy again. It was pretty good. All right. The NFL draft, as you know, is a week from tomorrow. And actually, it's the same night as the first Pistons-Knicks home playoff game at LCA next Thursday evening. David, it's time for some football.
There are rumors galore. There are a lot of things happening because we are 8 days away from the NFL draft. So let's get right to it because I want to talk about best fits for one particular player. Mel Kiper talked about it with Shedeur Sanders, believing that he seems similar to Drew Brees and that his best fit is definitely New Orleans. Would you agree with that?
I think it's a good fit. First of all, it's not a very good division, so he doesn't have to go against great defenses. You know, Tampa's defense is usually pretty good. The one thing where it might not be a good fit, Rico, is you have a rookie quarterback with a rookie head coach. That's not necessarily a great thing with Kellen Moore and Shedeur Sanders. So, you know, maybe from management's perspective, we're going to let this stuff play out a little bit. They'll let these both of these guys, you know, go through growing pains. But I don't know. Rookie coach, rookie quarterback, I don't think the recipe is that wonderful.
Before you answer, Rico, okay, let me give you part of his reasoning.
Okay.
Indoor stadium. Not the strongest arm. He will play indoors. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
I wasn't even looking at that because the arm strength thing, look, if you can make passes, that's all people care about, okay? You can throw the ball and you're inaccurate, but you can throw it 75 yards, no one cares. You're still going to be out the league. And let's face it, most passes aren't going to be going 60 yards down the field. Most of your passes are going to be somewhere between 5 and 15 yards. But I do think this is a good fit for him. One, New Orleans is off the radar. New Orleans media is not going to be following. He won't become that sideshow. And as a matter of fact, I mean, think about it. Zion Williams in different sports. Zion's gone down to New Orleans, and we only hear about Zion when he gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, injured or when he's got a bunch of baby mamas out there fighting each other. Other than that, you don't hear about Zion in New Orleans. Shedeur can go down to New Orleans and just be a regular person. And Kellen Moore, even though he's a first-year coach, he's an offensive-minded coach.
Right.
He can design, and Kellen's smart enough to know, I got to design something because if he succeeds, I succeed, my paycheck is linked to him. I got to make sure that he goes down there and Ben Johnson's this thing, and I'm going to create an offense just for Shedeur.
Let me take you back to a time, last draft of one Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. No Lions fans, I'm not trying to bring nightmares to you. There's going to be a reason here. Tua was in that draft. We all remember this.
Yeah.
The debate was, should they take a quarterback or not? And a lot of people believe they should take a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
There, he's available, take the quarterback. Well, they decided to take Jeff Okuda to probably what? Save their job, to try to win immediately mm-hmm. instead of developing a quarterback. I give you one, Joe Shane. Joe Shane today said he doesn't think it's mandatory to draft a quarterback this year. Says, yeah, if the value matches up with what we have on a player, I'm not going to force it if it's not the right value. If the board lines up when we're on the clock, we'll go with it. I'm not going to be backed into a corner on that. Did he just fire himself?
Kind of.
Maybe, but you know what? Organizationally, I think that's the right thing to do, actually. You got two veteran quarterbacks. Granted, they're not great in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. Arguably, either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter will probably be your pick unless you trade down. And if Ward's not taken, if Ward's not available, which of course he's not going to be, you're not going to take Shedeur Sanders or Dart with the third pick. If you trade down, okay, that's a different discussion. But no, if they take either Hunter or Carter, one of those two, whoever available, that's a smart move for the organization. Or Mason Graham, even.
See, but here's the thing. This is why you can't let guys that you think are lame duck GMs make picks like this, because you're not making the smartest pick. You are selfish. It's human nature. You are in CYA mode.
Right.
You're trying to, who can help us right now? Okay? You're not really thinking about the future. You're thinking about, I want to make another pick next year after the season. So if I take a quarterback, it means we're going to lose games. And I can't afford to lose games. In Shane's perfect world, Cleveland takes Shedeur.
Yes.
And he could, you know, guys, I was going to take him, but he's not there. So now I got to take Carter because he's the best available player. And now he has no pressure on him. But if not, everybody will be following what happens with Shedeur. And if Shedeur, let's say he plays the way the previous couple of number two quarterbacks selected to have played, because they've outplayed the number one guy.
Jaden Daniels for one.
So Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud, if he pulls one of those, he's fired anyway.
Yeah.
So, Rico, I want to know if you think that this is true. This is going to happen. This is from Jordan Schultz. He says, quote, Ole Miss QB Jackson Dart is unlikely to fall out of the first round of the draft. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that he won't fall out the first round because he's getting that first round grade. And if you believe that Jackson Dart can be your quarterback, you have to take him in the first round so that you get that extra year. You get that fifth year. It's no point in taking him high second round because now, you know, the clock is already, you're a year behind. So, yes, this is where you move up. You do like what Baltimore did. You move up. Even if you got to get him with the last pick of the first round, you still own that fifth year. So I don't think he makes it out of the first round.
The only team who, if they keep their pick from 20 on, who could probably use a quarterback for their future is the Steelers. Because then you got the Chargers.
We need a quarterback for right now.
Okay.
But see, this is but Stoney, here's where
it's trading up. Like the Giants.
I was about to say, the Giants could trade say, back. Hey, pick up the phone.
Hey, Brad.
I was going to say, call up Philly. Hey, Philly. Swap three picks with us.
Well, it's interesting you say that because they do have a rumor here, Peter Schrager does, that the Giants could be a possibility to trade back up for Shador. So they take Abdul Carter at 3, and then at some point Shador keeps falling and they trade up ahead of the Steelers to get Shador.
That's possible. That would make sense.
And see, I think if Shador is still gone, then you trade up, and that's where maybe you go with the Lions or Eagles. Hey, want to trade back 3 spots? You'll still get your guy. Let us get this, and we'll throw in an extra third round this year and a third rounder next year.
Or do the Giants just say, you know what? We'll roll the dice that Dart is still there, although Cleveland might take him.
See,
who's got the first pick of the second round? And then the Giants would just say, you know what? We'll be cool. We'll take Milroe.
No, you want that extra
year. Yeah.
That's why. So if you believe
it's the Lamar Jackson thing, yeah.
If you believe he's that guy for you, you move up and you get him and you own that fifth year.
So I want to know.
If not, you got a Hendon Hooker situation.
Oh, my gosh. Or maybe Russell Wilson situation. Third round quarterback, became a star. Mm, I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, trust me. Niners wish they still had that extra year on Purdy.
Let me give you a quote here from one Jerry Jones, and did he kind of give away a strategy? He says, I don't necessarily see us moving up based on the way the board is coming together, but could see a situation where we move down. Are you kind of giving away your strategy here?
I don't think they know what they're doing.
No, I don't think it gives away. What strategy? Because every they're being mocked by a lot of people to take a receiver, whether it's Golden or the kid from Arizona, or, you know, maybe even Hampton, the running back. So that's what everybody thinks they're going to do. And one of those two or three are going to be there if they do trade down, probably even into like 19, 18.
Or it's what Rico said. They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
That's live at Cowboys headquarters. I mean, seriously. The Cowboys have become the Raiders of the state of Texas. You sit back just to watch what they're going to do. Like, wait. Dallas is about to pick. Shh, quiet. And you just wait. And in the end, you just like.
And then I'll close it out with this because Cam Ward was on Fortnite last night. And there was some NFL. There was an NFL guy on there, decided to ask him some questions. And did he kind of give away where he's being drafted? They asked him, the best receiver in the game, he says Calvin Ridley. The best running back, he says Tony Pollard. The best head coach, he says Brian Callahan. Of course, yes, yeah. Titans. Everyone believes he's going to the Titans. My question to you, though, is how shocked would you be if the Titans don't take Cam Ward?
I'd be stunned. Absolutely stunned.
I mean, David, I think at this point, they pretty much locked up the contract.
Yeah.
And it's just, they've already talked numbers. They've already talked everything with the agent. I mean, I think it's a done deal. I don't think anybody's going to come in with some sweetheart deal. And just, I thought that was a few months ago. But I think Tennessee has said, we need a guy.
Yeah.
We need a guy. It's going to be him.
And we need a guy who's not going to, like, eat mayonnaise on weird things, too.
Or that.
Or drink it.
Can't have him be a quarterback. You're exactly right. Can't be your franchise.
You know what? If
All I had to say is if he was winning,
I know.
But that's the problem. That concession stance.
He has a commercial. The minute you don't win, everyone now then laughs at you.
Right. All that stuff came out before he was even drafted.
And people said, don't draft him because of it.
And Baker Mayfield's like, yeah, Cleveland, that's still my house.
Yeah, Cleveland's dumb. But, you know, they're Cleveland.
That's still my house, Cleveland.
That's what they do. That is In Football Today.
All right, Stoney, I got a question to ask you.
Okay.
And David and Mr. It Just Means More, Kenny Cott, because, you know, Big Ten's all about pillow fights. It was one of those things at the time I thought it was a good idea. Michigan State's not having a spring game. I get it. You don't want to show off people for the transfer portal. But now, as I was watching Ohio State spring game, and like Michigan has theirs coming up this weekend, did Michigan State miss the mark here? Did they do their fans a disservice? You came off of a 5-7 year. There's no buzz about you in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And fans don't even have hope to look for in the spring game to say, wow, Aiden Childs really made this next step up, or look at this guy, or look at this guy. It's just radio silence until the very first game of the year, which will probably be the Friday before Labor Day.
Right.
You get nothing. You get a couple clips that they put out there. But honestly, I think MSU football kind of screwed over their fan base. Yes, I know. They had a horrible year last year. But you have no hope. You could have brought the basketball team out there and paraded them around and said, hey, this is the Elite Eight team. Here's Cohen Carr. You could have did what you did and lined him up a tight end the way you did with Draymond one year and turned this into a gimmicky thing.
And, you know, there are a lot of, I mean, I know you guys don't think around here, but up there, as you know, better than anybody, there are tons of young Spartan football fans throughout the state who would love to go and just see the players. Just, you know, whether even you set up after the game autograph sessions,
right?
And all that, it's a feel good thing for the fan base,
right? Because before the game starts, they normally have a camp where all the little kids can go. The players interact with them. They sign autographs, sign jerseys, and then they are in the stadium. They're signing stuff, taking photos. I think Michigan State missed the mark here. I understand where John Smith was coming from, and a couple months ago, this made total sense. But right now, this is a horrific mistake. Because there's no buzz with this team, and now you will have nothing. The other John Smith.
It's funny because I think Michigan, even though they're having their game and people are going to go, are screwing up because it's not televised till next week.
No. See, Michigan may have.
You think that's smart?
Because even though you can go to the game if you're an opposing coach and scout the players that are hitting the portal, for Michigan, basketball's over. And guess what everybody wants to see now?
Bryce.
Your brand new toy.
Yeah.
Bryce Underwood. You can go to the big house. I don't know what the weather's going to be like on Saturday. I hope it's torrential rains. But you can sit there.
He hates Michigan so much that he even roots for bad weather when they have an event. I know.
I respect
him. That shot was for David.
Oh, because
David has said stuff like that all the time.
Okay.
Okay. You're a guest here, Stoney.
Have I?
David, you remember when
I actually wished for that for a couple springs ago for their spring game.
No, you wished for that when it was the photo shoot and we got to arrange the Ferrari to go up there.
Oh, I did say that, didn't I?
I hope it rains on the photo shoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your own photo shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that was him.
I remember doing that. I do remember that.
I hope it rains. Yeah. So, but you got Bryce Underwood.
Yes.
You have something to look forward to. If you're a Michigan State fan, coming off the feel-good of the Elite Eight team in basketball, you got nothing. You got nothing to look forward to. You got nothing really being said unless you follow the hardcore beat writers or you see the stuff that's on social media. You can't go see it for yourself. I think Michigan State made a horrific mistake.
The only way I could see this being a positive would actually be if it's a negative. And that's if, you know, Childs doesn't look like he improved or the players, you know, wouldn't look very good. And so these people were going to the game saying, oh, we're not that good. Oh, boy. Now I'm looking. They're playing against themselves. They don't even look that good.
Yeah, it's a spring game, Stoney.
I know.
Everybody, here's the thing. In a spring game, from what I've learned, if you look bad, that's because the other side of the ball looks great.
I understand that.
If your quarterback's throwing incomplete passes, that means your defense is good. If your quarterback's throwing touchdowns, well, you know, you don't say, well, the defense sucks.
It's right.
Oh, man, did you see? If Bryce goes out there and throws six touchdowns, David, you're not coming in here on Monday saying, man, I'm really worried about our secondary without Will Johnson. You're going to be like, did you see what Bryce did?
Yeah.
I mean, Kenny doesn't have this problem because it's Georgia. Well,
I mean, it sounds like a lot of pillow fighting antics going on right here to me. I do remember that David wished the rain on your Lamborghini day, though.
Yes.
The fact that you kept that receipt is a little impressive. I like that.
Did you watch?
I'm like CVS, okay?
Did you watch Georgia's spring game? I know it was televised last week.
No. I take no value in it, though. That's just me.
Right.
But I mean, like I said, I'm
the SEC's better. So.
I'm curious. 248-539-9797. If any Spartan fans are out there, do you feel like me where you kind of feel like maybe they missed the mark? Maybe they should have had a spring game or an exhibition or even a glorified practice. Something to give your fans to hold them over into football season. Because if not, you're not going to get any meaningful Spartan football to probably the Friday before Labor Day.
Do you think, though, the lack of optimism for Michigan State football, they realize that, you know what, even if we have a spring game and we look good, and we're not going to be as good as Ohio State, we're probably not going to be as good as Oregon, we're not going to be as good as this, so, you know, we're going to suck for a while. Why bother?
Stoney, not necessarily, because here's the thing with the portal. You can start fresh every year.
I know.
Because if I would have said, hey, Indiana's going to be good.
I
remember Mike said, hey, watch out for the Hoosiers. I'm like, come on, man. And then look at them. Hoosiers win. Every year, you're going to go out there and say Ohio State's better than you. Every year, you're going to go out there and say Oregon's better. So that means what, you just quit?
No.
And you do nothing?
No, I'm not talking about the actual players. I'm just trying to think of why they wouldn't want to do it.
I think it's why a lot of teams said that they're not going to do it, because we're not going to showcase our players for the portal. It's like Nebraska's not doing, like, there's a lot of teams in the Big Ten who just said, no, we're not doing this because we don't want you to basically scout our teams and take our players.
But like you mentioned, rightfully so, because, you know, spring games, you're allowed to self-scout, right? All these schools will be sending somebody from their staff probably to watch the game anyway, whether in the stands or in the legitimate scouting area of the press box.
Well, that's what I say. For Michigan, their spring game is going to be aired the day after the portal closes.
Right.
So technically, if you couldn't, you know, you're a team, you're Wyoming, and you're like, wow, that wide receiver's pretty good, too late.
Yeah.
He's not going to the portal. You can't offer him an NIL deal to get him to travel across the country.
Oh, I didn't realize that it was the day after the portal closed.
Yeah. It was very smart how they did that.
Yeah, it is smart.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay, here's the game. Oh, by the way, portal's closed. So,
but I think it's the greater picture, taking the actual football part of it out, which seems stupid, but I'm looking at the fan experience. And I've been to a couple of Michigan spring games, and all the kids love it. They show up with jerseys, and I don't know if they do the autograph stuff that they anymore, but and this is a chance. It's a chance. It might be a little different, so excuse me if you think I'm taking a shot, and I'm not. For people who, at least for Michigan spring games, who don't have a chance to go to games in the regular season, this is their chance to actually go and see them play in person.
Right, and I'm assuming that Michigan probably does what they've done the previous years. It's not really a game.
No, right.
It's a glorified practice, but you get to go out there. It's free. You can do whatever you want to do. You sit out there. You can move to whatever seat you want to sit at and just enjoy. And it's just about Michigan.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is that you brought up, and you're right again, is it's the first time for people to actually see Bryce Underwood in person. And no matter what you think of the process or of how they got him or all that kind of stuff, he is the most anticipated player they've had, you know, even more so than JJ. I mean, he was the number one quarterback in the country.
You're right. Well, you stole him. It's how you got him.
Well.
So that was just my.
By the way, when we had our discussion about you pay him all that money, he's going to start. He was making a decent amount of money at LSU, and he wasn't going to start there. Because behind Garrett Nussmeier, he was not going to start at LSU, was he?
He was going to start.
Gary Nussmeier might be in the top five picks in the draft.
He's the best backup QB. He was not going to. Yeah. Nussmeier would have probably transferred out.
So. You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll never know. 97 won the ticket. Fun starts at Madison Square Garden Saturday, 6 o'clock. Pistons, Knicks. Before we get to discussing them, Rico, you will be having a good chance. You will be seeing Nico. According to Stuart Mandel, Nico will be transferring to UCLA. UCLA will be at Spartan Stadium on Saturday, October 11th.
Yeah, I saw that Colin Cowherd came with it earlier today okay. as well. Yeah, so Iamaliava.
UCLA. Oh, my Lord, what a fall.
Not really, David. UCLA, Big Ten team.
He's from California.
They got money.
Yeah, SEC to Big Ten. That's a fall.
That's true. Well, he
who won the national title last year?
That's right. In the last 2 years.
The team that lost to Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. Who won the national championship the last 2 years, actually?
You're right. The Big Ten. Yeah. All over the place.
You can argue whether you can argue.
Helps
about
when you steal plays.
Okay,
you
know? Fine. Whatever. But the conference did win.
For the last year. That's why I only went back for 1 year.
Okay. I knew that's why you said that. I knew it.
Anyway, I don't care. You can take the banners. I still saw the Fab Five play.
Everything.
I still, all that,
yes.
All that stuff. You know, whatever. Schools go on. Louisville won the national championship in basketball, despite what Rieger thinks about the Peyton Siva play. Anyway, so Nico.
Because you know the place.
Yeah. And he won't be drafted, I don't think. I've seen a lot of seven-rounders and my guy Donovan Walton.
I forgot all about him already. Mm-hmm. So, no, he ain't.
No, he's not. His West Bloomfield teammate's going to go very fast. That would be Maxwell Harrison. But yeah, Nico coming to UCLA, and he'll be playing at Spartan Stadium on October 11th. Maybe in the dorms there, because I was a student for summer school there 1 year. Maybe Nico will be living with Xavier Booker. Maybe they'll be roommates.
Are you serious?
No, I know he's got his own place.
They each are probably going to have $2 million apiece.
No, I'm not serious.
It's L.A., so that's probably what, a one bedroom condo.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they're not being in the dorms. I understand, especially
look,
him.
There's worse places to go than UCLA.
Yes.
You know, you out there, you know, and out in Bel Air country. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, but I mean,
he gets to go to the Rose Bowl.
There's nobody go. There's no pressure, Stoney.
I know. None.
The funny thing is that people here always talk about going to the Rose Bowl. The actual Rose Bowl game.
Yes.
Fantastic. Stoney, if any school goes and plays UCLA,
if there's 50,000, maybe, if they're lucky.
50? Have you seen some of the games?
Yeah, I say if they're lucky, that's half. Yeah, if they're lucky.
I don't even think you're getting half.
No,
there.
I'm saying 50 would be half if they're lucky.
I would say.
And they're not usually.
It looks like a spring game.
Yes.
Looks like a spring game.
Yeah.
What do you say, David? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
David's saying move along.
Yes.
You can use the microphone.
Yes, we
David.
Don't care.
So how about them Pistons?
How about them Pistons? Pistons are obviously underdogs in this series, as they should be. Most people who are neutral observers have the Knicks as the favorite to win the series. Now, if you're a fan of a particular team, most times you put realism out of your vocabulary and you always think your team is going to win, especially when you've beaten them 3 out of 4 in the regular season. Rico, I'm not one of them. I hope the Pistons sweep the Knicks, but I see the Knicks winning the series in 5, if I was betting, maybe 6.
You know, Stone, here's the thing.
And I think we as Piston fans, a lot of people look at the 3-1 and don't take into consideration who played, who didn't play, and realize The Knicks are still really good. Are they as good as they were last year? No, but I still think they're really good.
And it's gonna be very disrespectful, but I think especially early on in the season, the Knicks didn't take the Pistons as a serious team. So that's a team we can rest. That's a team we can kind of give it about 70-80%, and we could probably still beat them because you're thinking, oh, that's a team that damn near set the record for consecutive losses.
Right.
That's what you were seeing. So, yeah, Pistons won 3-1. Look, according to FanDuel, Vegas believes you. Mm-hmm. Vegas believes you, and they're saying the over-under for games played in this series, you want to take a guess, fellas? Over-under for games played in the series.
I'm going to go 7.
No, well, the over-under
that's what Vegas says?
No, I'm going to go 6, actually. I'm sorry.
Vegas is saying 5.5.
Oh.
They're saying 5.5, which
that's so over.
Which if you do the math.
So over.
Or if you go under, that's, they're saying 4-1.
Right.
Or 4-1. Oh, so we win 4-1. Pistons win the series 4-1.
No. If that's the case, David.
Please.
If you want to take those odds, I believe it's what, plus 340?
Yeah, it is.
Plus 340 for the Pistons to win the series.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so David, you think they're going to win?
No, I don't I want to.
Because I
want to
ask you to map out a plan for the Pistons to win the game besides Jalen Brunson's ankle being broken again.
Well, you just took my reasoning, so there we go. It's not going to happen, okay? I really want the Pistons to win the series,
yeah,
but they're just not good enough. So I'm with you, Stoney. It probably goes 5. I hope 6.
And part of the reason I don't think they're going to win is people don't realize, you know, people look at the Pistons have this really good defensive team. They do. So do the Knicks. Their coach, although he played his starters way too much during the regular season, Tom Thibodeau is known for his defense more than anything else. Yeah, OG is going to be all over Cade, I would think, right? I mean, Mitchell Robinson's back. He's not a great player, but he's a defensive player. Is he as good as Hartenstein was? No. That's why I said, that's one of the reasons they're not as good as they were last year. And Brunson is not 100% healthy. The Pistons, I know you hate this term, probably, playing with house money. They have nothing to lose. They are the underdogs, and I think the games are going to be very competitive. I think Karl Anthony Towns, oh, he's soft. You know what?
How many games you got the Pistons winning?
Definitely one. So there we go. I'm going to say the Knicks in 5. God, and I hope I'm wrong because I
a bold take by Stoney. The Pistons take one game.
They get a game. All right.
Well.
All right.
Well, I mean, Costa thinks the Pistons are going to win in 7. So, I mean,
at this point.
Why does he always jinx it for the teams here? Come on. Now they're going to lose. Jeez.
David, always remember this. A broken clock is right twice a day. If you're a Pistons fan, I'm going to give you some hope next. All right, Stoney, I promise you and the listeners, for those out there thinking that, okay, Stoney saying one game. For the Pistons to win this series, it does boil down to something very simple. You have to take one of the games in New York. You have to take games 1 or 2. If you win one of those 2 games,
right,
you come back to Detroit with the fans here, they're going to be riding high. They're going to be backing this team. LCA is going to
be climbing
loud
over that geo fence.
They'll be climbing. They'll be jumping the geo fence. LCA will be loud.
Mm-hmm.
And Pistons fans at that point coming back knowing, okay, if you handle your business and you win one, okay, you're probably looking at about a 6-7 game series. You win both and you flip the tables. And now New York is playing in a panic.
Yeah.
You have to, even though it's holding serve, even though, you know, as they say, the cliche, a series isn't a series until the home team loses.
Correct.
If you come back from New York down 0-2, I don't know if it's going to be the same buzz and optimism with this Pistons team. If the Pistons can steal one.
Absolutely.
Either game 1 or game 2. I'm not equating them to the going to work Pistons back in, was it 2004 or 5?
When they won the first game in L.A.
But when they went down in L.A. and they took a game, and then you come back to Detroit, it's a whole different feel.
Oh, yeah.
You're in control. You
know, look, if they steal one of the first two games in New York, my Pistons losing in 5 looks very dumb. Even though it's possible, I would not expect them. If they come back 1-1, I would expect them to probably win one more game, minimum.
I mean, but then it depends. I mean, yeah. Hey, they come back, they 1-1, and then they win game 3, and now they're up 2-1. Mm-hmm. Pressure's not on them anymore.
No.
Pressure's all on New York, because now New York is saying, we can't go down 3-1, and the Pistons can play a lot looser at home. But you got to take one of the first two games. You either got to win the first one or you got to win that game 2. You do that, Pistons fans. You got a shot at this.
248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from Pistons fans who think they're going to win the series and tell me why. Like basketball-wise, why you think they're going to win. Because part of the reason I think they're going to lose, and I talked to Isaiah about this, and he said, well,
I'm sorry, Isaiah who?
Thomas, yes.
Isaiah Stewart?
Yeah. No, you're right. Isaiah, right. On our podcast.
I talked to
first name basis.
I talked to Isaiah, you know. Well, I call him Zeke.
Well, Isaiah is one of those one name guys, isn't he, when you think?
There's an Isaiah on the team.
I understand that, but most people say, if I would have said I was talking to Isaiah, I would have said I'd be talking to Beef Stew.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway.
Fair enough. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I get it.
I just wanted to make sure.
So I asked him about the fact that the the Knicks have all the experience. You know, the Pistons have a few guys who've played in the playoffs. Beasley, Tobias Harris, which did not go very well. He said sometimes ignorance is bliss. So you have never been there before, so you don't know that. But I think it really does matter, especially coming down crunch time in games. Guys who've been there before, been to the conference finals before. I don't know. You look at their starting five. Look, I do believe, and this may be biased too, I think Cade Cunningham's the best player in the series right now. But he's never played in the playoffs.
I don't know if I can say he's the best player in the series.
Okay. But anyway, so I'm regardless, he's going to get double teamed. Jalen Brunson said today, I saw a clip on Twitter from the Knicks press availability. They can't afford to play one-on-one defense against Cade. He's going to get blitzed. And are you confident that everybody else is going to be able to come through for the Pistons? I mean, as great as Cade is, I don't think in a playoff series that he's going to be able to pull this off. I'm not going to say by himself, but you understand what I'm saying.
No,
if he does,
no.
Damn, he goes from star to superstar.
Well, here's the thing. This could be his Trae Young moment where it's his coming out party. Yeah. You're playing the Knicks. And I've said it before. No one outside of the basketball hardcore knew who Trae was. But then he goes out there and he took the series from New York. Right. And now everybody, he's making the big shot after big shot. He becomes Ice Trae, and Atlanta had a window where all of a sudden people wanted to go play. The Pistons, they do this right, can set themselves up this summer. If K can have his coming out party,
right.
If K can go out there and really represent, and even if they lose, but it's just like, damn, did you see what they...
Right.
Now, when free agents call and they see the 313 number, they're not hanging up. They're taking the call because, okay, I see how close you were. Atlanta had a window, and then Atlanta did nothing, and they squandered the window. Window closed, in my opinion. But New York is saying, Cade's not going to beat us. Somebody else from the Pistons is going to have to step up. They're double-teaming it. That means we don't think that the other four people on the court can do any damage.
Right.
There's only one person who can beat us, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Now, look, Beasley, if he gets hot in one of those games, he could definitely create master damage, if you want to coin it that, okay? However, look, the Knicks. So if, let's say the Pistons, and I don't know how you're going to defend Brunson because he is so smart and – with his pump fakes, and I would put Asar Thompson on Jalen Brunson because of the height advantage, and you don't want to get Cade getting in foul trouble. Not that you want Thompson to, but you'd rather have him in foul trouble, and just tell him, listen, you just play him straight up. when he goes up to shoot, don't fall for the fake. And, you know, and some of the games, their energy will be able to, you know, create some excitement and get some baskets. I just think their starting five is so good. Josh Hart in big games has always come through. You know, Bridges was with Phoenix when they went to the NBA Finals, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Towns.
He's the reason why they keep firing their coaches.
Right. And Towns, well, you know, he's not the toughest guy in the world, but he'll still take it to the hole.
Yeah, he may not. I mean, I don't really understand the cat slander here in Detroit. It's like, you would take him on this team. You would take him in a heartbeat on this business team.
Yes.
But he gets a lot of slander. I don't understand it.
248-539-9797. Butch, you're at 97 on the ticket.
Fellas, what's going on?
How are you, Butch?
Good. Well, listen, a couple of those points you made is the reason why I think we're going to win. I think for one, New York just isn't that good. That's why they can't beat Cleveland. They can't beat us. They can't beat Boston. They can't beat OKC. They're not that good. And second thing is, Brunson has always had a bad matchup against Cade, even in the Olympic trials. He's too little. We're going to win that matchup, and Karl Anthony Towns is too mentally soft. And I think Isaiah Stewart is going to take him out of his game. And I think that's the reason we're going to win, because Brunson and Cat won't be available to do the type of things that they do.
Hold on. Here's the thing, though. Because mm-hmm. Isaiah Stewart has his reputation, and because mm-hmm. this is the playoffs, the world is watching. Those referees aren't going to let him put up with the shenanigans that he's done all year. You're going to see an awful lot of quick fouls or tees on Beef Stew if he goes out there and plays the way that he did this season.
Okay, even if I give you that point, I don't think Cat can shake him. I don't think he can shake him on the perimeter. I think Beef Stew runs out there and checks him and keeps him from killing us on the three-point line. Plus, Cat only shows up 2 out of the 6-7 game series. So I don't see this great team you keep telling me about.
I'm going to have to look up to see what – thanks for the call. I'm going to have to look up to see what his stats were in the playoffs with Minnesota, whether he was just a dog or not. I don't think so. I think the Cat is a really good player. Is he great? I'm not going to say that, but he's damn good. And he's a mismatch. You're telling me that Isaiah Stewart on the perimeter is going to stop him from – who's got a height advantage of hitting threes? I disagree with that. 97-1, the ticket. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're talking about the Pistons and their chances. The odds are not in their favor. I just think, and maybe I'm just being scared, but I picked the Knicks in 5. But like Rico said, if the Pistons can win a game at the Garden in the first 2, then all bets are off to a certain extent. I don't expect the Pistons to lose both at LCA if they win 1 in New York. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. That's why they play the game. There are things called upsets. And I would love it as a big-ass Piston fan that they could pull this off, because I hate the Knicks. I just think they're pretty good. They're pretty damn good. And I know the previous caller, Butch, doesn't think they're that good. I get it. But when you have the inside-outside game that they have, I give them the advantage. And it's not that the Pistons are much better than them defensively. In fact, they're not. When you look at some of the things like net ratings and things like that, they're pretty close.
Stoney, let's just say the quiet part out loud. This is the first time a lot of the Pistons players will be on the big stage.
Right. That's why I said...
And no bigger stage than Madison Square Garden. That's why... I was saying, hey, I would have rather seen them go up against the Pacers. I think that would have been a better series. You probably could have won that thing. I think it would have at least gone to 7 games. This is big stage. This is big boy basketball. And for a lot of guys who've never been exposed to this, good luck.
Right.
And if you're Beef Stew, don't think the league is – it's. I don't know about how it was for you, Stoney, but I'm sure – basically, the league is like the parents saying, don't embarrass me tonight. Do not embarrass me. Do not do anything stupid.
Right.
Because I'm watching.
Yeah.
So beef stew, your little antics, it's going to be a quick tech.
Right. You saw, you know what happened when Draymond did something stupid and cost his team a title.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Obviously, you're not costing the team a title, but costing your team
if
a game.
If you cost your team a series?
Yeah, or
absolutely,
a game.
Absolutely. Because you did something stupid. You have a chance to steal one of the games in New York.
Right.
And you let your temper get the best of you, and you do something stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is where, okay, that's all tough and bad boys 2.0. Let that stuff go. I know if that's your identity,
you can still you can still play hard and play that type of basketball,
tough,
going to work, whatever.
Don't play stupid.
Right. You know, no technical foul. And that goes to J.B. Bickerstaff, too. Just lay off the officials a little bit because he's as mouthy to the officials as any Detroit Pistons coach I've ever seen. And he does get a lot of technical fouls.
So, yeah, he's taking on that identity sticking of when Isaiah Stewart and Ron Holland. That's who I'm worried about is Ron Holland. Because
yeah.
Ron Holland, being a young player, doesn't really have that example because Isaiah Stewart is really the one, you know, kind of teaching him right now.
Right.
That example is not a great example.
Right. Uh-huh. His example should be Asur Thompson, who
correct,
plays tough and similar types of
play within players, the game.
Yeah, who doesn't go off.
Because I just don't see the NBA really going to put up with this.
No.
In this series. They're just not.
Especially who's it against. It's their glamour. I mean, it's their glamour market. It's the world's most famous arena. You know?
So they say.
Yeah. And
you really hate MSG, don't you?
I don't hate it. It's just.
Well, you've been there for college games, right?
Yeah, I went there. It's different. No, I mean, but it was like, oh, it's the atmosphere. I was like, it's okay.
The atmosphere for a Knicks big game is completely different.
Just the whole, they were like the building and walk around. I was like, oh, okay, seriously. It's like, it was overhyped. It's like when somebody tells you a restaurant is so great.
Right.
Or this movie, you're going to love. You're like, it was okay. It wasn't how you hyped it up to be.
No, the actual arena, besides, it's kind of cool if you go take the train and you go up. I mean, that stuff is kind of cool.
No, right. Now, that was true. When I got off the subway, like, as soon as you get off the subway, I was like, as soon as you get off the subway,
you take the escalator,
you're at the arena. Yeah. Sure enough, yeah. Bang.
That stuff is really cool. The actual arena itself, it's just like most arenas, although it is cool. I don't know if they do it for college, but for the NBA games, especially the when they dart, you know, only the thing that's lit is the court.
Oh, yeah.
And that's cool.
They do that. Yeah, because they're going to play the Champions Classic out there again in the fall. And it's like, I don't know if I want to do that again. I've done it once. Yeah.
They're doing it again? I thought it was just going to be Chicago, Atlanta.
No, there's rotates between Chicago, Atlanta, and New York.
New York? Oh, it's not even Indy anymore, right? Was it ever Indy? No.
Yeah, Indy.
Yeah.
Indy as well, yeah. So I was hoping it was Indy. Yeah, it's in New York next year. It was in Atlanta last year. So
that's good for the alumni, I guess. Anyway, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number here. I do want to ask this question here as we are now, 8 days away from the NFL draft?
Yes.
8 days away from the NFL draft. Brad Holmes. Is he cooking? Is he shopping? What do you think he's going to do as far as stay where he is, trade up or trade down? What do you think he's going to do?
I think he's going to trade up. I think Brad Holmes was handed a bunch of third-round picks, and it's just going to melt a hole in his pocket. Brad Holmes is not going to sit there at 28. He will move up. Now, who? I don't know, because this is one of those drafts, unless they just got a high RAS score on one particular player, Stoney, it's kind of a dime a dozen. Like, no one really stands out. You can count. If you missed out on this one, okay, you got three more over here just like this guy. You want to go offensive, defensive, wherever you want to go, unless he sees, I'm going to upgrade this one position. He's got a lot of third-round selections. I think he moves up. Kind of how he's done, you know, go up and go get J-Mo or go up and go get Gibbs. I think he's going to move up in this draft and go. And I don't know where, I don't know who, but it won't be a 28. It'll be,
I don't know. Maybe he trades up with Pittsburgh and figures, you know what? You can have Shador at pick 28 and take, what do you guys pick, David? The 21st?
Yeah, we pick 21.
So he moves up. But yeah, with those third round selections, I don't think he stays, Pat.
How pissed would David be if they did trade up and the Lions took Kenneth Grant with the Steelers pick?
Oh, my.
But see, well, I mean, because he played for Michigan.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's why.
Because I'm saying,
he's David, a great player, too, though, not just Michigan. No,
David, he is. But this is a big people draft.
It is.
So if you miss out on one, this isn't one where, you know, you're going to hear one. You're not going to hear that.
Yeah, like there's two of them and you don't get, yeah, right. You're right.
Okay, they're right. Defensive, the edge rushers and linebackers, and there's a bunch of them out there. It's really who's going to be available. And if there's one you really like, I could see Brad saying, you know what, we're going to move up. We're going to package up a third round selection and give us this pick. I don't think he's picking at 28. That's just me.
And there will be people available. I mean, I was looking at the Dane Brugler, the Athletic, that is 7th round today. Very interesting as far as like James Pierce Jr. He doesn't have him going till pick 52.
I mean, but that's...
I know.
It's that guy who all of a sudden you just thought our own Brian Branch was one of those guys.
Yes.
Brian Branch, was he in the green room?
No.
No.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know if he was in the green room
or not. No, he might have been, because don't you remember in the 2nd round?
He came back.
He was there.
He came back the next day.
Yeah, so he was there.
He was in the green room. And he got passed over.
Yeah. Yeah, I stand corrected. He was the last person in the NFL green room.
Yeah.
And he goes in the 2nd round. You know, it
came out because he wanted to go on stage because that was his dream.
So, yeah, he changed clothes, came out the next day, and N'Kobe Dean. Like, there's always that player.
Right.
That for some reason, NFL people just, we're going to pass on him. And, yeah, like, I was shocked. Like, what was it? Nolan Smith, that same draft, I thought was going to be, like, taken in the top 10. And instead, like, he went late 1st round.
Right.
Because I thought the Lions, I'm like, Lions, he's sitting there.
I know.
Lions took Jack Campbell. I'm like, he's right there. He's there. No, going to take Jack Campbell.
Wow. Okay. I thought Will Levis was the last one in the green room, but you're right. It was Brian Branch.
That's what I thought. He can't.
Will Levis didn't return the next day.
Right. That's Brian Branch came back.
Brian Branch came back and said, you know what? I'm here. And, you know, it worked out. Like, people forget because, you know, I had a conversation today. People were like, he was 1st round. I was like, no, he went in the 2nd round.
Right.
Campbell went in the 1st round.
I know.
If you swapped him, I think people would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
If you would have took Branch 1 and Campbell in the 2nd round. But, yeah, the fact that they passed, that's one. Nolan Smith, like, that would have been nice.
He hasn't been great, but he's been okay for the Eagles.
When he's healthy, yes.
I know.
Campbell's okay. Yeah. I mean, I look, the midday show –
Well, I mean, Doug has a man crush on Iowa. I mean, he wanted them to draft T.J. Hockenson, if I'm not mistaken, and he did. I remember I was with Gator. We were 24 seconds, and when they picked T.J. Hockenson, and I got so I might still have the video, the boos that went through that restaurant. I mean, not B-O-O-Z-E either. I mean, people were really pissed they took T.J. Hockenson. 97 won the ticket. 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. By the way, stop the presses. Wojo's here. All right. We have some ticket text, David.
For a full show?
Yeah. They got, 2 hours.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fox 2's not on
tonight. Oh, no. Wait a second.
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Oh, the Wings play tomorrow.
Oh.
Or the Wings tonight.
No, you're right. They are tonight. TNT tonight.
Yeah, so it's probably like 7:45 or something.
So not 2 hours.
Yeah, what time are we? See, how, Kenny, it just sucks that I don't even care and know what time the Wings game is on our air tonight. All I know is they're on national television because national TV needs to see the Red Wings tonight.
I really thought the season was over.
7:30, they dropped the puck at 7:30.
Okay, so it's not a full 2 hour of Wojo.
It ain't even close. You're probably looking at about an hour. No, it isn't.
Wow. Ticket Text here says Kirby and a 2nd round pick for a top 10 selection.
Why would I take Kirby if I'm in the top 10?
I don't know, because you would have to pay him. No, you're right. You would have to pay him.
Right, unless like, that's all pre-arranged.
You're exactly right.
I mean, unless Ben Johnson just was like, you know, I really need Kirby here in Chicago, the Bears would probably lose it.
You're right.
Unless you're a team that thinks, wow, you know what? We need a safety to get to the Super Bowl, even though it only might be for 1 year. Nobody's going to do that.
I'm drafting one.
Yes.
I'm not taking. Okay. In Detroit, I get it. Everybody likes Kirby Joseph. Kirby Joseph ain't that valuable to the rest of the league. That you're going to trade a top 10 pick for him?
The only way I would see it, and this is not the case, is if the Patriots and the Bears feel like everything else is theirs and they were one player away because they have so much money that they would say, okay, we'll trade for him. We're one player away. We'll pay him. But the Patriots and the Bears are not one safety away.
No, this is one of those where all of a sudden you made that trade years ago and there's a good team sitting there at the top five.
They just struggled this year, yes.
No, they didn't even struggle. They got the pick because they made a trade years ago.
Yes.
And now it's the back end of that trade, and it's like, oh, okay.
Or your former defensive coordinator is the head coach of a new team, and the Jets are so far away that Aaron Glenn would not do
Man,
that.
Man, he would get run out of New York.
Oh, no, there's no way you do that.
No.
Not at all. Regarding the Pistons and the Knicks, someone says, who are the Knicks? Why should we be afraid? They choke. They haven't won since 1973. They should be scared. Go Pistons.
Okay. There's two parts of that text, and one part I definitely agree with, because I have always believed that the New York Knicks are the most overrated franchise in sports history because of just that. They have not won a championship since 1973. But yet, every time they get it's the Knicks, it's the Knicks. I think this Knicks team, though, it's pretty damn good. They gave the Celtics a decent run last year, right, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But it's New York. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
It's New York.
Right.
And every New York team gets the same hype, whether it's the Yankees, it's the Mets, it's the Knicks, you name it, it's New York.
That's true.
The Jets.
Yeah, the Jets, the Giants. Last year, everybody telling me Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they picked the Jets to go to the playoffs. It's that same Jets team that stunk.
Well, so, it's because he got hurt.
They do this. They still would have stunk.
No, he
didn't get hurt last year.
Yeah, his first year.
Last year, they had the hype.
Everybody picked the Jets. That was the chic pick. Oh, watch out for the Jets. No. They're the sleeper to win the Super Bowl.
He's coming off the injury. No.
It's the same with L.A. Like, L.A. teams get overhyped. That's just how it is.
You're right. Those Dodgers are overhyped. They've lost three series in a row. Overhyped. For the Pistons to win the series, Cade Cunningham has to be the best player on the court. If he is not, the Pistons won't advance.
I think that's fair, and I think he will be the best player on the court. I just think they have too many other players who are really, really good that we just don't give enough credit to, especially Carl Anthony Towns and Josh Hart.
Come on, guys. You are already counting out the Pistons before this series even starts?
Well,
favorites to go down all the time.
There are upsets. There's no doubt about it. So is everybody in Detroit supposed to sit there and say, because I am a Piston fan, I love the Pistons. I could have gone for free, but I bought tickets so I could yell and cheer and drink it, all those games back in the going to work team, okay? I want them to win. I hope they beat the Knicks in four. But in my opinion, my basketball acumen, which maybe is not that great, I think they're going to lose the series. Sorry. Throw me out of town. Retire, old man.
Don't worry about us. We're just doing a show in here.
No.
We're just doing a show.
I thought you guys were done.
I think the X factor in the series is Jalen Duren. But he has to stay out of foul trouble.
It's true.
Someone else says, I'm with you, Rico. New York was just okay. Nothing special.
Like I said,
you're talking about the Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I was like the first time I had been there in like so many decades. It was like, okay, New York. And it's like, yeah, it's okay.
And then one more before Jeff and Wojo join us. Someone says, 3-1. That's all I have to say. Regular season, 3-1.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, because that makes a difference.
Yep. I thought MSG was just the spice they put in Chinese food,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
By the way, that last game that they won, the Knicks didn't play three of their best players too. So let's not get crazy about regular season records.
I think it was only two of their best players, Anunoby and Josh Hart. I'm just saying, don't exaggerate. Okay. I'm just saying. I do think.
Well, look at you, Mr. Pro Nick.
Yeah, go Knicks. Yeah, right. Hate the Knicks. Yeah, I'm not a Knicks fan either, but it'll be interesting. Nobody else thinks the Pistons have a shot. I mean, nobody else in NBA America. Has Shaq weighed in yet? Shaq, is he given his pick yet?
They're not the biggest Auburn Piston Hills fan ever.
They're at Auburn Hills.
Did he say the Auburn Hills won too? Somebody did.
No, he did.
It was that show. No, it was Barkley, I think, said, we're going to be doing games at Auburn Hills, aren't we?
No, I thought Shaq said it again, though, recently.
Oh, he may have.
I drove past there recently. It's not there anymore.
It is. I drove past 2 weeks ago and was like,
that's kind of sad.
It's like a big square warehouse. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, it was a hole, and then all of a sudden, it's just like this wall.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I remember one year, Barkley said, I've never been to Detroit because we used to always play at Auburn Hills. I said, oh, yes. I said, yes, he did. Me, him, and Van were all right. We went to a gentleman's club on 8 Mile.
Whoa. You, Van Earl Wright, and Charles Barkley went to a strip club together?
Mm-hmm. Really? Stoney threw him through a plate glass
window.
Really?
Now, did Chuck pay?
Yes.
He did.
He paid for all the dancers.
Now, did he go in the private room?
Do we have a private room?
I mean, I got to believe
it. Hey, that's strange.
Is that over the bounds?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a private room, but it was away from some people.
Hmm.
Wow.
Roberts.
And another one of his teammates was there too, just passed away recently, the late, but great Oliver Miller.
So you, Charles Barkley, Van Earl Wright, and the Big O all went to a strip club together.
Yes.
Sounds like the start of a joke. Wow.
Stoney, Barkley, and Van Earl walk into a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Was it Van Earl? Deep over the ball in left field.
All right, we're going to.
Enough.
We're gonna bury the Tigers coming up on our show. It's pretty much over. What happened to the O fans? Where's Riley Green?
Well, that's what we started our show with. How concerned should people be? I mean, he's
one of 34 or 32?
One of 32 since April 5th with 19
strikeouts.
No,
he's been terrible. But you know what? I'm going to issue an edict, but nobody can follow it, nor should they. I don't think we should even talk about any Tiger game until October. Because everything's an overreaction.
Well, of course.
Just wait to the Sparky 40 game mark. That's what everybody says.
Right.
No, I mean,
40 games. You got to count them out. We're at 18.
We're going to talk about them, but we're
22 more to go.
We're going to overreact.
I know. I don't think they should.
We, all of us.
People are ready to send him to Toledo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him the homestand before I
Toledo?
Decide that.
Toledo? He was an all-star last year.
I know.
Come on. So what's more real? Torque crushing the baseball, that will remain, or Riley continuing to not crush the baseball?
That won't remain.
No.
I agree with you.
I think he's too good. I think there's...
I 100% agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too pretty of a swing, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into the... And Rieger wants to trade Jameson Williams, apparently.
No. I said I don't understand it. Why is it every time I Google J-Mo, people are saying to trade him out of town at the draft or before the draft?
It is...
Well, you know what?
It is simple. There are reasons for that. It's called... Money, you can't pay everybody.
I just disagree with it.
Sounds like that'd be great for your show.
You know what? Oh. What, you got someplace to go?
Not here.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.